But I think you want to, you ought to check with it.
I just leave it at, you know, this, tonight we'll take care of it.
Yeah,
have a great meeting on the business session kind of thing. And,
well, we'll have to play as, yeah, leaders in this. Careful as we can, parse out goodies. Just give them enough to take you. Their part. I guess about every 2 weeks is it. The leaders in, of course, is important. They have to be met. The cabinet, they bother to be in. There's a reason for the cabinet.
Well, I think, like, when you get to the next term, you start selecting new cabinet, all that we ought to say to the guys to begin with. That they should understand. President doesn't plan the whole cabinet meetings except, you know, once in a while, and there's some reason for a review or something, but you need to get scheduled or something that you should talk about.
The cabinet doesn't, you know, the cabinet is a body, you use it as a group of individuals, but when you deal individually or sort of sections.
I talked to John Early and one of the, we're going to release your letter to Bob Merriam on the ACIR study to talk about, because it outlines what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do that at 4 o'clock.
Sure.
It's very general. I talked to Bob Merriam, he said fine, but I...
Confused for all of us.
He's on the commission.
Sure.
He never goes either.
I'm not sure he knows he's on it.
Probably doesn't. His reaction, apparently, in the speech was...
It was an empty speech.
I didn't see his remark, but apparently during the speech it was quite obvious. He'd sit there and the people would applaud, and apparently he'd look around and see if he had applaud, and then he'd scratch his face and applaud. I just watched it over.
He said it was empty. It was an empty speech.
Let him say that. That's a perfect thing for him to say with the president calling for bipartisanship and the best sense in the country. Let him say it.
Democrats are all leaping in with the... Scoop Jackson wasn't even there, so he shot something back saying it was terrible. She didn't have anything to deal with unemployment. Meaning proposing things to deal with unemployment. And they're all jumping around. I think that's gonna backlash on
it. Sure, well, I just watched it. Did you watch it?
No.
On TV?
Yeah, you're right.
Very good. The ending was very... And when the president's the line, you know, America, not because it's rich, not because it's powerful, but because it's good, they cut to the audience. It was a good scene.
Bella absolutely got her comment. She said, he didn't say anything until he got at the end, and all he did then was tell us it was a good country. And she said, I already knew it was a good country, and it'll be a lot better when we get rid of him. I think the more they are, the better they're smart.
Darn right. They're not that smart.
So when Muskie said the same thing, good God. What's he talking about? All that mind proposals in it. It also, there's a funny wire story that says that Muskie and Humphrey collided with each other in their race with the television cameras. Humphrey beat Muskie out. Muskie had to cool his heels while Humphrey did his bit before the cameras, before Muskie could get on.
Let him go.
Well, that's it. That's the kind of stuff you want, I think, is the story of the two of them knocking the light over on the attack TV.
Well, I've
got to attack for being partisan. And that's where, well, our guys are set for that. Our guys have set the laid the groundwork for it on the, because all of them have said, you know, praise you for the nonpartisan nature and the call to action. And we have to get these things going. Now they move in and get these guys for.
They've got to be rougher, Bob.
Yeah, not being rough.
They're our right, they're not mine, but theirs is going to be
very wrong.
When they say, when Muskie says it's an empty speech, that someone should come back and say, is it empty when the war is being ended, when, you know, the environment...
Well, he said it didn't say anything about how it was going to end the war. It didn't deal with any programs on ending the war. You know, that's, they got a hell of a time. And, you know, they're doing exactly what you've got to do, I guess, if you're going to attack. They ought to attack and say he has an empty head.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Get real personal. They always sure up. Teddy hasn't said anything, apparently. First, you know, he's talking about the end. You got the thing all set for tomorrow in the box, right?
Silverman is coming down. So I think Bob and I talked earlier, Silverman and I can handle it, you know, it'll be there at your direction and so forth. And I don't really see a need for you to personally involve yourself in the announcement. You haven't any others. And with your statement today...
What is he going to do? You need to bring him up and say, what's he going to say? You see, they haven't... The boys and later don't write strong enough language. What is the language?
Well, I haven't seen the language, but I'll have to talk to him about it. The material that I use in announcing it on... You know, the direction the president will make very strong in terms of...
What is this? That's what I'm getting at. Is he gonna...
Well, it's legislation.
Asking the Congress?
Asking the Congress to act immediately commit the two parties to arbitration.
You ought to read the verbatim the president's line from the speech today. Well, you ought to then go further. Let's put it in some language to the effect that no... little group of selfish, irresponsible men can be allowed to bring this nation's economy to its knees, or something like that. Get some language like that, a group of selfish, irresponsible men can be allowed to allowed to injure the interests and business of Americans. Bob, get somebody on this. You know, Schultz will sell us Dulles Fishwater. And get Buchanan. Now, get Buchanan to get some land that really curls their hair. And will you do that? Yep, as close as anybody can write there either. That way. I want it written in tough, really tough language, something that will ring, something that will be remembered.
And then the way we'll do that,
is
we can say, we just came from the presidential compound, and he asked me to, you know, say, and then go through this strong language, and then Silverman would deal more with the technicalities and legislation. Hit again the need for before the emergency legislation was there, as he did the other day. But we'll be firm on it. We can't be.
Is it just a question of being firm?
But I'm
having strong words that will be picked up.
Right.
Mean words. They call them selfish, irresponsible. Selfish, willful. Responsible man. Yes, a few selfish people cannot be put above the interest of the country. They already actually being asked to do something good on that. How about my best? Sorry. Or if you can't, how about